And I know I grew up a part of my life in California, and I was exposed to Spanish. And I can remember, it was so easy to pick up, and I still can remember these songs and counting and, you know, and it wasn't the drills that we got when we were in first grade learning English. It was just natural. Tell us about foreign languages and why younger kids can pick this up and why people who go through your courses pick it up so easy.
Well, once again, a young child, again, preschool primarily, is learning so automatically and so naturally using what we are calling mental photography. Once we've gotten programmed out of that, it becomes much more difficult to learn foreign languages and speak foreign languages on a conventional reading-type basis, if you will. But if you subliminally photograph dual language dictionaries, say English-Spanish dictionaries, and then go back, and that installs the vocabulary almost instantly. You have the not only the word, but the meaning of the word and the translation of it that all went into the long-term memory. Then when you see the Spanish in print, you can recognize it. You know what it means. You have an understanding of it. You may not be able to speak the language well or to be able to understand it being spoken well yet, but all you need to do to accelerate that is listen to either tapes or be around somebody that speaks the language, and you'll pick up very, very rapidly the language. We've had people that have learned literally languages of any kind in the world, both from having English as the primary language and learning Japanese or Spanish or German or Dutch or whatever. And we've had the other way around, where maybe Japanese was their first language and they had to learn English. They're not getting the vocabulary in there rapidly enough. You're still listening to everything at the speed of reading. If you're subliminally photographing the dual language dictionary, you're establishing total retention immediately, and you're putting it in long-term memory immediately so that you have it. Then it's a matter of when you go back and read something or listen to something or hear something, it triggers it onto the conscious level at 100 times the impact of just reading or hearing it consciously only. And you have the retention totally established. So it accelerates the learning pattern dramatically.
Great. And that's Richard Welch with Subliminal Dynamics. This organization is dedicated to the expansion of human consciousness and has developed numerous techniques to assist us in the process.